All right, gang, here we go. It's John DiBella podcast time, the daily podcast. It is here. It's rolling into the station, and you're all welcome to hop aboard. It's Thursday, April 18th. We finally kind of got a handle on how to do this whole temporary studio thing today. Not too many hiccups. Hopefully you're not holding a grudge against us for the previous shows, especially yesterday's. Ooh, growing pains. You knew we were going to have them, and today it seems that we've, achieved radio puberty. Juvenile humor and all. Yes, indeed. We started off by talking Thirsty Thursday. John ranted about nunnery in Catholic schools growing up, and we heard a master of hand farts, thanks to Britain's Got Talent. And speaking of TV shows, we talked the huge debut of Game of Thrones, how big the audience was, both legal and illegal. And then we had a look at a meme that we posted, well, a poll of sorts that we posted on our Facebook page that got a lot of attention. If you had to do away with one, what would you go with? Bacon, tacos, donuts, or sushi? And after 500 votes, we unveiled the answer as voted on by you. And speaking of you and figuring things out for us, the Easter keg hunt came to its conclusion today. Where did we stash it? Well, it only took one phone call for a soon-to-be shish-faced Sherlock. I know I can curse on the podcast, but I'm trying to keep this family-friendly. It took one phone call for you guys to figure out where we hid the keg today, so you'll get some closure there. And Brian Regan, comedian Brian Regan, one of the funniest, cleanest comics working today, he joined us today as well, and it's all in here for you right here. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
So how are you two doing this morning?
I'm well.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm awesome,
best.
Man.
All
Thirsty
right.
Thursday.
All right. All right.
That John.
Yeah, I created that. You know that. I created Thirsty
That's
Thursday.
Such a good callback. I can't
putting it on the tee. Putting it on the tee.
Whole argument about you creating Thirsty.
Yeah, check that out.
It was mine. It was mine.
Search that out, folks, on WMGK.com, the daily podcast.
You
won't be disappointed.
Look, if Al Gore can claim the internet, I can claim Thirsty Thursday.
That's a perfect analogy.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Ding.
102.9 MGK.
Weekend, it's not going to be the greatest weekend of our lives. Although I, you know, and this must come from Catholic school days, because I don't remember a Good Friday that it didn't rain, right? You know, and I remember the nuns telling us, well, God's crying because of the loss of his son, right? You know? And it's like, nuns used to tell us some wacky stories, some real, but then
I'd love
again,
to hear the faculty lounge at Catholic school.
At the nuns, they just sit there and, you know,
play cards, smoke, drink.
No. They pray and eat crackers.
Yeah, it's the old. It's not anymore though, because there's not as many nuns teaching. It's I was in Catholic school, it's just regular teachers.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, you got to go back and when John was growing up,
back in the dark ages when
black and white days. Yeah,
well, when they're all dressed like penguins or Zorro.
It was in the summer. The teachers were off because they had to go to the Crusades.
Oh, holy crap! It's intense.
It was a long time.
I don't know that side of things. I'm in public school.
Yeah, it was so weird when they would come in with those big red crosses on their chest.
And the knight helmets.
Speaking of the weekend, we made the announcement about our classic rock cookout. It's ZZ Top and Cheap Trick coming to the BB&T Pavilion on September 15th. Tickets are going on sale tomorrow, but throughout the weekend, we're going to have a sort of, concert cookout soiree happening here.
All right.
Right. All weekend long, we'll be handing out tickets to the event. So you'll be able to pick them up for free. There is a pre-sale going on that will happen today. You can get all the information about that using the keyword cookout on WMGK.com. You know the TV show America's Got Talent?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. It is a roll-off of the British TV show, Britain's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think it's very possible that they may be running out of talent over there in Britain.
The show's been going on for a while.
It's been there for a while. You know, the X Factor started there. Right. So many of those shows that Simon does, right, all that got created in England, and then they bring them here. And it seems that, let me see if I can find this story. Yeah, it seems that last night, this guy, this performer, who performed Take On Me, Ghostbusters, and Eye of the Tiger, right? He was a big hit and won the night on Britain's Got Talent a few nights ago. I will play you his performance as he performs all of these songs, making fart sounds with his hands.
Oh my God.
to get away from Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
The whole crowd starts singing.
That man deserves a residency in Vegas.
It ain't rock and roll, but it's, I guess, entertainment in England.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Hey, baby, why don't you rip off that funny uniform and start shaking your moneymaker?
102.9 MGK.
Okay, let me talk about Game of Thrones for a little bit, all right? And it has nothing to do with this weekend's episode. Are they going to run an episode on Sunday? Because sometimes HBO will cancel stuff.
Damn right they are.
Because of Easter.
Who's Jesus?
People waited 2 years for this to return. They best come
Jesus
back.
Jesus can come
second.
Back next year. We'll
hey,
make
we've been
it
waiting
days.
A long time for, you know, we've been waiting over 2,000 years for Jesus to return. So, do you know what the numbers were on watching Game of Thrones?
I don't.
All right, the number, what was it? 17.4 million
17.
People.
Wow.
Right, watch Game of Thrones. But that does not compare to the 54 million people who pirated Game of Thrones over the weekend. All right, 54 million people. There's a firm called Musso, and they basically track pirating data.
Okay.
Wow. You're stealing stuff. Someone's watching, but they're not reporting.
Does that count using Steve Vassalotti's HBO Go password?
Yes, that would count.
Okay. Actually, that I'm going count. To change that password
Are
until
you?
Dave watches Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah, you're out, buddy.
guess I'm out of HBO Go then.
But 54 million people went and stole, and you're talking worldwide. Here,
sure, right? Sure, it's massive.
Right, yeah. But 54 million thefts
awesome.
To the 17 million who paid for it. Somebody's not very smart.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
So yesterday, Cindy, I posed the question to the boys, and then we posted it on Facebook. I said, you got these four things. One of them must go, all right?
Okay.
Bacon, tacos, donuts, sushi. All right, now I went donuts. I went donuts immediately. I think Steve, you went donuts too.
I did, yes. All specifically right. Because it would help us lose weight.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm also on the donut.
You're on the donut one.
You
would lose donuts,
donut
right?
Train.
Right.
You guys are insane. Right. There's 0% nutritional value to a donut, but 100% pleasure.
Okay.
There's no way those
are. How are you eating your donuts, Steve?
Well, there's a hole, Steve, so I'll let you guess. For me, it's definitely tacos.
Tacos.
And for the only reason that it's malleable. You don't need to. You can have the taco experience by having a burrito.
Right.
Or a torta.
Okay. All right.
You
know? All right. Okay. All right.
Munchkin.
All right.
It's a donut.
So. Donuts, bacon, right. Tacos, sushi.
This thing took off, by the way.
It really, yeah, we put it up on Facebook.
Reached 7,000 people.
7,000 people.
500 votes.
500 votes. Yeah. And overall, what do you think, Cindy? What do you think the answer is? Remember, it's Philadelphia.
Tacos?
Nope.
Sushi. Uh-huh.
Sushi. And I said to the guys yesterday, I said, I bet you if we put this up, the city will go sushi. Right?
Yeah.
And the city went sushi.
It makes sense. I mean, right. We have a slightly older audience. Mm-hmm. I feel like sushi came around, in the 90s? They went mainstream?
No, I started eating sushi in the 70s.
Yeah, but you were in New York.
Right, yeah.
And back then,
finding a sushi place was a few and far between.
Yeah.
Right, you know.
People are sketched out by the raw fish thing.
Right, yeah. And then someone wrote in this morning, right, all sushi isn't raw. Yes, all sushi is raw with the exception of eel. Right, that's cooked. Everything else is raw.
Yeah,
right. You know,
and just, delicious.
Yeah, they would. The woman actually said they wouldn't allow you to eat raw fish. Really?
You kidding me?
Really?
Try sashimi sometime.
Yeah, that's all I eat now.
Or like grizzly bears.
I don't need the rice. Right.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
But right now, we got to tell you all about the Easter keg hunt and give you today's clues: a keg of beer when you need it. From Crooked Eye Brewing and the heart of Hatboro, Crooked Eye is the cure for all that ails you. All right, so to bring you up to speed, these are the clues that we've had so far. We started out on Monday with, it's in Philadelphia, but not Center City, and always had beer in some way at this location. Then the next time we gave you these clues, which were, there used to be water here, but not a river, lake, or stream. Someone came real guess off of that yesterday.
Yep.
All right, there's a Wawa nearby, and it's near a Catholic church. And then yesterday was if you went to Grant Avenue, you've gone too far north, right?
Yeah, too far
north. All right. The Holy Terrors were nearby.
Right.
Plus, it was near Presidential Shopping.
Okay.
So today's clues, get us started, Steve.
Well, your guess may fare well if you choose this neighborhood.
Your guess may fare well if you choose this neighborhood. All right.
If you look in this neighborhood.
Okay. Dave?
The music venue that was here is now gone.
It was once
there,
now gone. Okay, and it was a Cinderella story. It was a Britney Fox story also.
Oh, so, okay.
215-263-WMGK. Get yourself on the phone and see if you can get yourself an Easter keg from Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Ladies and gentlemen, time for us to go to the phones and see if somebody can figure out where the keg is.
How many people do you think it's going to take?
Oh,
I say two.
You think two?
I think two, yep.
You think two?
I think the first person gets it.
Well, okay. Let's start this morning with Mike. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Booyakasha. Good morning.
Booyakasha. All right, Mike. So today's guess clues were, your guess may fare well if you look in this neighborhood. The music venue that was here is now gone. And it was a Cinderella story and a Britney Fox story, too. What do you think it is?
All right, here's the question.
Okay.
Is there a number in the name?
Is there a number in the name? No, there is no number in the name. No. Well, actually, there could be.
Yes,
there
really?
Could be, yes. Because okay. Yeah, that, we would accept the... Yeah, there
okay.
could be. All
okay.
right.
Yes.
What do you got to say?
All right. Six-pack store on Roosevelt Boulevard.
Six-pack store on Roosevelt Boulevard.
King time, baby! Woo!
Beer. One call.
Nice call, Steve.
Wow.
One call is all it took. We would have accepted this six-pack store. We would have accepted a Boulevard.
I was thinking Boulevard beer.
Boulevard yeah. beer.
And six-pack right. for me was just right. a word, right. not a number.
We would have also accepted what?
What? The Empire Rock Club.
Right.
We would have accepted
yeah,
that as well.
Well done, Mike.
Because that is where we managed to stick it. Mikey, you got yourself a keg of Crooked Eye beer from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. What are you going to use that for? You got plans for it?
Well, I just walked into my office and everybody wants a beer.
So. Hook up.
It's going to be a fun Good Friday at your place.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
He will be in town next Saturday night at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. The one, the only, the man with dirt in a cup, Brian Regan. Hey, Brian.
Hey, John. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Now, I've got to ask, because I'm going to go back, because I remember when I first saw Nunchucks and Flamethrowers. Are you really Facebook friends with Kim Jong-un?
I've had people ask that. No, I was being absurd, but I can understand how people might think that was a real thing.
Okay, all right. I mean, not swapping recipes for dog or anything like that?
If we were Facebook friends, that would be the first thing I would ask.
When I saw that special, you were really happy over the fact that you had lost a bunch of weight. Are you still doing good with that?
I'm trying to hang in there. You know, there are different levels of putting on a couple of pounds.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It used to be I would put on my underwear, and then that was it. And then you gain a few pounds, you put on your underwear, and your waistband flips over.
Yes.
And it just keeps going, man. And it used to be like you'd have to bend over for it to flip over. And then it got to the point where I would just put them on and they would just flip over right away. So.
You know when it really gets bad, and this happened to me a few weeks ago, which put me back on my diet, is not only did the underwear flip over, but the waistband on the sweatpants flipped over with them. Right? And it's like, okay, you're getting out of hand.
Yeah. I had a guy on my Twitter feed who saw that bit, and he sent a picture of his belt, and the belt just completely loops out like a U. You know, like. That's what happens when you gain 40 pounds.
How are you doing with the aging process? You doing all right with that?
Yeah, I'm still hanging in there. I wish I was 40, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm up there. I've been around a long, long time.
I've got you beat, so don't cry to me.
I used to do jokes about President Taft.
But do you do anything to stay active? Are you into any sports?
Not that much, man. I like to play golf, which is not, it's not the kind of thing that's going to
shed pounds.
Help you out health-wise.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm terrible at the game. It's my number one passion outside of comedy, other than family, and I'm absolutely terrible at it. So it's so bizarre that I like to go out and shoot 110 on the golf course.
You ever try anything else? You ever, like, are you into running?
No.
Yeah. I live with the same theory. Why put all of this weight against the smallest bones in my body?
You know what? I was out on the road. I go down to the health club of the hotel I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the treadmill, and I look and I see this other guy on the treadmill, right? He's like up ahead of me. And the guy is like practically walking. I'm like thinking, does this guy think he's running? And then I realized that the mirrors were set up in a way where I was looking at myself. That was so bizarre. That's me.
I mean, now you're a Sunshine State kind of guy. You're originally from Florida. You're living in Vegas. What about tennis? That's a good outdoor sport.
Ah, man. Years ago, I had a trainer,
mm-hmm.
and I decided to try to play tennis with her rather than all the boring workout stuff.
Okay.
And she beat me every time. And then one day, I beat her, and she didn't say anything. She didn't, I thought she would say, hey, wow, congratulations, you beat me. I didn't want to say anything.
Right.
And it was like a cool feeling for me. I'm like, wow, she's pretty good, and I beat her. And then we're putting the rackets away, and she said, I have an announcement to make. And I said, what's that? She said, my husband and I were letting everybody know that I'm 5 months pregnant.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, dude. I just beat a pregnant woman. I beat the both of you.
Brian Regan is appearing next Saturday night at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. And as a matter of fact, I've got 3 pair of tickets that I can give away right now to Brian's show. So give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Brian, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate the support.
You are always welcome. You know that.
All right. Thank you.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.